The Legend of Fay Brinks.
Mama, can you tell me a bedtime story?
What's wrong, my little muchling? You should be asleep.
But the buzzers keep buzzing in my ear!
Maybe the buzzers are trying to tell you something.
What could the buzzers possibly know? All they do is buzz, buzz, buzz all night long!
You'd be surprised how many stories a buzzer could tell. Small creatures see a lot more things than we do, you know.
Has a buzzer ever talked to you, Mama?
Well, a buzzer once told me. Once upon a time, in a place far, far away, beyond our home and the Blue Valley, there was a kingdom run by fairies. Oh, their wings sparkled in the moonlight, and their long, beautiful hair swept behind them as they flew. They lived peacefully for a long time, farming their land and building their homes in the trees. Trees were very important to the fairies.
Just like us, Mama.
Yes, Muchling. We depend greatly on our trees, just like the fairies. Oh, they would live there, eat there, play there. It was a paradise. Well, it was, until the gremlins attacked them.
The gremlins? Are they scary?
Oh, not at all. They were small, green, and fluffy, just like a buzzer. They were probably cousins.
They don't sound too nice to me.
Oh, believe me, they were feisty. The gremlins lived in the fairy kingdom, but they hated the shade. You see, much like the buzzers, gremlins need the sun to survive. But the trees in the fairy kingdom were growing so big and tall that there was almost no land without shade.
We must do something about these trees!
If they continue growing these trees any higher, they will completely block out the sun!
The fairies won't listen to us!
Ha! They'll never listen to us! Fairies are nothing but selfish insects!
Enough! The fairies have taken over this kingdom for far too long! We discovered this land! We made it fertile! We are rightful owners of this kingdom!
The gremlin leader was determined to reclaim his kingdom and destroy the fairies' homes. The fairy king then proposed a plan to split the kingdom, to have half of the land with no trees, where all the gremlins could live.
That's a good idea!
A very good idea. But the gremlins didn't want half of the kingdom. They wanted the whole kingdom. So, the gremlins attacked the trees. They began clipping off the leaves at the top, then moved down. Eventually, many fairies lost their homes, and their way of life was being destroyed. But that's when the Willow's Court was created.
The Willow's Court?
The Willow's Court is a strong group of fairies that guarded the trees and preserved them. They were excellent flyers and had extensive training. Some were equipped with big shields, swords, tridents, and some even had magical wands. They would defend their trees against the gremlin attack. But the attacks continued for a long time, earning the name the Great War. The fairies tried and tried to persuade the gremlins to move to the new land, but they wouldn't budge.
The gremlins are so annoying, just like the buzzers!
After a long time, people were used to the Great War, and the fights in the sky were an everyday part of life. Willow's Court was honored for serving their kingdom. One particular family was praised the most for having the strongest, most talented fairies throughout the court. Their name was the Brinks. And that's where Fae Brinks comes along. Now, Fae wasn't like the rest of her family. She was a very small fairy. Very thin compared to the bulky and muscular shape of her brothers and sisters. She was a little ditzy, clumsy, and overall not the best warrior. But of course, she wanted to fight like the rest of her family and bring honor to her family name. She wanted that more than anything. Oh, her family was doubtful, but they enrolled her in a fairy warrior training just to satisfy her burning passion.
Warrior training? Just like what you did, Mama.
Oh, that's right. On the day of her first training session, she flew out of her bed and raced out of the house. She wanted to be there first. She headed to the training grounds with her chin up and her chest puffed out. As she got closer, she noticed massive giants all standing in a perfect line. Oh, she was scared, but she quickly regained focus. She strutted over to the line and found her place. Her face became serious, and she crossed her arms proudly.
Like this, Mama! I'm a fairy warrior!
You look just like a warrior, my little muchling.
But what happened to Fae? Did she go through the training?
Not exactly. The bigger fairies beat her out in almost every exercise, especially flying. So much for her shiny wings. Oh, they didn't do her any good when she was miles behind the others. After a few weeks of coming in last, the other fairies started picking on her. They called her names and told her that she was going to break her wings before even getting in the sky. Fae was sick of it. She wished and wished that she could perform better to show everyone that she is a good fairy warrior. She is a Brinks.
Those are called bullies, Mama, and they're mean.
Exactly. But one fairy was nice to her. Oh, it happened during a training session. Usually during dodgeball, Fae would always be the one to lose first. But this time, she hid in the back until almost all of her opponents were out. Then, boom! She felt the force of 1,000 dodgeballs right at her gut. The bomb must have moved her back a mile. Oh, she heard both teams laughing and calling her names. Suddenly, she felt someone grab her hand. When Fae looked up, she saw a fairy just a few years older than her, but a lot more muscular. The mysterious fairy pulled her up and helped her regain balance.
That was a hard fall. My name's Lena, by the way. You must be Brinks.
She was Lena Grot, part of the second best family within Willow's Court. She was strong, agile, and beautiful. She apologized for the behavior of the others, then walked back to her team. Although it wasn't much, Fae felt more determined than ever. Oh, she met someone that showed her kindness, and Fae instantly looked up to her and wished to be like her. Somehow, she managed to pass training. There were written exams, too, mostly about war tactics and historical defenses. Those written exams are what kept Fae from failing. She would study all night for them to be certain to get an A. Despite passing, they put her on a reserve list, a backup. But even in the group of backups, She was considered the weakest.
She didn't get to defend her trees at all?
Well, on one very, very historical day, the gremlins launched a huge attack on the fairy world. The attack was a surprise, with more gremlin soldiers than the fairies have ever seen.
We need all backups in the sky right now.
Faye jumped and began getting her gear. Out in the sky, Faye quickly noted her surroundings. At the corner of her eye, she saw Lena from a distance, tragically failing at fighting off three flying gremlins. Faye flew over to her as fast as she could. She yelled out her name, causing Lena to turn her head.
Faye, what are you doing out here?
She watched a gremlin flying full speed at Lena. Faye moved swiftly and jumped in front of her, blocking the gremlin from attacking Lena. Luckily, before Faye was hurt, Lena managed to use the block to her advantage, using Faye's shoulders to push her up and strike the gremlin from above. Faye watched the gremlin fall out of the sky right in front of her.
Wow.
Lena was still worried about Faye, but they had to move on and defeat the two other gremlins. Suddenly, Faye instantly had an idea.
The sun!
She said aloud. Lena did not know what she meant. Before getting a response, Faye rushed in front of the sun. Of course, one fairy wasn't enough to cover the sun. Lena looked around at the battle around her, realizing that they were going to lose if something didn't change. She rushed towards the sun, stood along Faye, and held her hand, blocking another little section of the sun. The two got more attention, and one by one, every fairy caught on and moved to cover the sun. Before long, the entire sun was covered with fairies, all holding hands. The gremlins soon suffered and lost all their energy. They turned around and left the sky in defeat. The fairies were victorious! In front of the sun, they lifted Faye with joy and pride. Faye was finally noticed and finally found success.
Yeah!
So, although Faye wasn't as strong as the others, she remained determined, found what she was good at, and was courageous and brave until the very end, no matter what her fellow fairies thought of her. Even when no one else believed in her, she believed in herself and saved all of the fairies. She fulfilled the legacy of the Brinks, and the day of that battle went down in history as the day Faye Brink saved the fairy world.
I want to be like Faye when I grow up, Mama.
You will be, my little muchling. You will be.